Coming up next on Passion Struck. Hey friends, let me ask you something. How often do you sit down to work and actually focus? Like no distractions, no scrolling, no multitasking, just pure, deep, intentional focus. Yeah, I feel you. It's hard. But what if I told you that mastering the art of deep work is the key to unlocking your next level of success? Whether you're building a business, chasing a dream, or just trying to make it through your to-do list without losing your mind, this one thing can change everything. In today's episode, I'm breaking down the strategies behind deep work. We'll talk about how to protect your brain from constant distractions, build focus like a muscle, and get more done in less time. If you're ready to crush your goals and finally get back in control of your time, this is the episode you've been waiting for. Let's do this. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hey there, Passion Struck fam. Welcome to episode 564 of the Passion Struck podcast. I am so fired up that you're here. Whether you're a loyal listener who's been rocking with me for a while, or this is your very first time, I want you to know this space is all about you. It's where we take on big ideas, make bold moves, and create lives that truly light us up. Let me catch you up on this week because it's been amazing. On Tuesday, I had the privilege of sitting down with Dan Heath. Oh my gosh, this guy is a genius when it comes to breaking through inertia. We dove into his book, Reset, How to Change What's Not Working. And let me just say, his strategies for finding leverage points to driving meaningful change are absolutely mind-blowing. If you've been feeling stuck, you need to check it out. Then on Thursday, we took a masterclass in conversation with the one and only Dr. Allison Wood Brooks. She's the Harvard professor who is revolutionizing the way we think about talking to each other. Her talk framework, consisting of topics, asking, levity, and kindness, will not only change how you connect with others, but also how you show up in every relationship. It's game-changing, trust me. And last week, I shared a solo episode about how to create a culture of mattering. I mean, think about it. Don't we all just want to feel like we matter? I broke down how to intentionally create environments at home, at work, or in your community where people feel seen, valued, and heard. If you missed that one, go back and give it a listen. It's such an important message. If you're new here, let me just say, welcome to the family. We've got over 560 episodes packed with inspiration and actionable advice. And I know it can be hard to figure out where to start. That's why we've created episode starter packs, curated playlists to help you dive into topics like mindset, resilience, and leadership. You can find them on passionstruck.com/starterpacks or on Spotify. Oh, and don't miss my Live Intentionally newsletter at passionstruck.com. Every week, I send out tips, challenges, and tools to help you crush it in every area of your life. And if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel yet, what are you waiting for? Head over for highlights, behind the scenes, and so much more. And I also want to mention that a week ago, I was in Orlando, and I did the Master of Ceremonies for the Podcast Hall of Fame. I'll put a link to the YouTube video in the show notes, but this was one of the most inspirational events I've ever been part of, and I am so happy for the 11 new inductees into the 2025 class of the Podcast Hall of Fame. Okay. Here's what we're getting into today. It happens to be a Momentum Friday episode, and you know what that means. It's all about giving you the tools to take intentional action and move the needle in your life. So let's jump in and get started. You're gonna love this one. Listen up. When was the last time you felt what you were doing truly mattered? Not just another mindless task, not just another hour on autopilot, but a real moment where your actions electrified the world around you. We have been conditioned by society to reduce our entire human worth to a job title. Think about it. How many times have you been at a cocktail party and someone asks, "What do you do?" And suddenly, your entire existence gets compressed into a two-sentence elevator pitch. But here's the truth. Your significance is not determined by a title, a salary, or how impressive your LinkedIn profile looks. Deep work isn't about grinding harder. It's about engaging deeper. It's about showing up fully in everything you do. It's about connecting your actions to something bigger than yourself. Most people are sleepwalking through life, checking boxes, following scripts, but not you. You're here because you want more. You want meaning. You want to know that when you lay your head down at night, you've done something that matters. Deep work is your rocket fuel to a life of purpose. It's about intentional focus. It's about breaking free from shallow distractions and building something extraordinary. Are you ready to dig deeper? Are you ready to craft a life that doesn't just exist, but matters? Let's freaking do this. Thank you for choosing Passionstruck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. We're about to have a brutally honest conversation about how you're spending your time. Not how you think you're spending it, not how you want to spend it, but how you're actually spending it. Most people are living a pinball life, and I talk about this in my book, Passionstruck. You're busy. You're doing all the things. But let me ask you, are you alive? Are you moving forward? Or are you just reacting to the chaos? I get it. Life throws notifications, emails, and endless demands at you, and you just keep bouncing from one thing to the next. But here's the truth. Being busy is not the same as making progress. And today, we're going to change that. Let's get into a deep discussion on deep work. Now, the first thing you might be asking is, what is deep work? It's not just some magical productivity hack. It's a radical commitment to what truly matters. Deep work isn't just about focusing. It's about laser-focused intention. Imagine this. You're working so deeply on a task that the world, it fades away. Hours fly by, and when you come up for air, you have created something extraordinary. This is how you create real magic in your life. Cal Newport said it best in Deep Work, his book. In a world of noise and distraction, your ability to focus is your ultimate superpower. Think about that. Your focus isn't just an advantage. It's your edge in a hyper-connected, overstimulated world. Look, we live in a world of constant distraction. Notifications, emails, social media, they're screaming for your attention. But deep work, that's your secret weapon. It's about choosing work that lights you up, whether you're writing a novel, launching a business, or volunteering. This is about creating something that matters. And let me break down why this matters. Your time is the most precious resource that you have, period. When you engage in deep work, you're not just checking boxes. You're investing in yourself. You're investing in your dreams, your goals, and your purpose. You're saying, this matters. I matter. My work matters. Now, I want to talk about the brutal truth regarding your workflow. Let's get honest right now. I want you to answer these questions. When was the last time that you worked on something that made you lose track of time? How many hours do you spend scrolling instead of creating? And when was the last project that genuinely made your heart race with excitement? If you're squirming right now, good. That means we're about to hit something important. I want to go into one of the biggest things that plagues so many of us, the busy trap. It's such a big issue that I did a whole solo episode dedicated just to this topic in episode 477, if you want to check it out. And here's what's really happening. You've bought in to the lie that busy equals productive. You go about your day answering emails like a champ, hopping into meetings like it's your job. Oh, wait, it is. checking notifications like your life depends on it. But where's the progress? Most of what you're doing is noise. You're a hamster on a wheel, working harder and harder and harder and harder, but getting nowhere. This ends today. Remember, this is your life, your work, your purpose. And productivity isn't about doing more. It's about doing what actually matters. It's being intentional, which means choosing your path. Not the path everyone else expects. Not the safe route. Your route. The one that makes your heart race with possibility. Now I want to talk about how do you put this deep work into action? And I'm going to explore this through the five pillars of meaningful work. The first pillar is intentional focus. Stop treating your attention like an unlimited resource. It's not. Think of your attention as currency. Every time you check your phone, respond to a pointless email, or scroll aimlessly, you're spending it. Are you investing in something meaningful, or are you just bleeding energy? Let me ask you this. When was the last time you set aside an hour, uninterrupted, to focus on just one task? How many times a day do you shift between tabs, apps, or tasks, convincing yourself that multitasking is productive? Here's the truth. Multitasking is a lie. It's the illusion of progress. The only way to move forward is to go deep. Laser focus on one thing at a time. So here's an action step I want to give you. Block off 1 hour tomorrow. Just one. Turn off notifications. Close all tabs except what you need. Dive in. Notice how it feels to give something your full attention. The second pillar of meaningful work is learning how to set hardcore boundaries. Let's be real. Most of us are people pleasers. We say yes to meetings, favors, tasks, and commitments. We know we shouldn't take on. Why? Because we're afraid of disappointing people. But let me tell you something. Every time that you say yes to something that doesn't align with your goals, you're saying no to your dreams. Think about that. Every time that you say yes to something that doesn't align with your goals, you're actually saying no to your dreams. And here's the brutal truth. Your dreams, they're under attack by other people's agendas. If you don't fiercely protect your time, no one else will. And I go deep into this in two sections of my book, Passion Struck. One, on the need to conduct a mosquito audit. In this chapter, I go into three different types of pesky mosquitoes that infiltrate our lives. The pain in the asses, the invisible suffocators, and the bloodsuckers. And it's so important that you recognize them because you are doing yourself a huge favor. Once you do, it allows you to set boundaries to keep them out of your inner core. So imagine this. Someone asks you to do a last-minute favor. Instead of defaulting to yes, I want you to do that mosquito audit. How are these people trying to use your boundaries? And if they are one of these mosquitoes, maybe try this. Say, I'd love to help, but I'm fully committed right now. And here's another thing you can do. When your phone dings, ask yourself, does this deserve my attention right now, or is it stealing my focus? Here's an action step that I want you to take. Set one non-negotiable boundary today. Maybe it's turning off your phone during dinner. Maybe it's going through the five closest people to you in your life and seeing if they match one of those mosquitoes I talked about. Maybe it's saying no to a meeting that doesn't serve your goals. Start small, but start now. And that brings us to the third pillar, embracing boredom. This one's gonna sting a little bit. Boredom is not your enemy. It's actually where your best ideas live. Let me explain. We live in a world where we're constantly entertained. The second we feel a twinge of boredom, we grab our phones, scroll social media, or binge Netflix. I am just as guilty of it as the rest of you. But when you avoid boredom, you're also avoiding creativity. Think about it. When was the last time you let your mind wander? Like, truly wander, without a screen in sight? Remember those brilliant ideas that come to you in the shower? That's what happens when your brain has space to think. And here's the kicker. Creativity doesn't show up on demand. It sneaks in when you're quiet, still. and yes, bored. So here's an action step you can take. Designate one boredom session this week. Go for a walk with no phone. Sit quietly with a journal. Let your mind roam and see where it takes you. And the fourth pillar to doing deep, meaningful work is energy management. Your energy is your most powerful asset, and managing it is the key to unlocking your full potential. Forget about grinding through tasks when you're exhausted. Instead, focus on showing up as your best, most energized self. Let's break it down. Think of your energy as a battery. Every decision you make, every notification you check, every meeting you sit through is draining that battery. The question is, are you recharging it enough? Or are you running on empty? Here's the truth. Success isn't about doing everything. It's about doing what matters when you have the energy to do it best. You can't pour from an empty cup. Imagine an athlete who pushes themselves to peak performance during training, but prioritizes rest and recovery afterward. That's how you need to treat your energy. Identify what drains you and what recharges you, and structure your day accordingly. Ask yourself, what activities light me up? What makes me feel depleted? Once you're clear on that, you can start building your days around tasks that align with your energy levels. So here's an action step you can take. This week, track your energy. Notice when you're feeling most motivated, the most creative, or the most focused. Use those moments for your high-priority tasks, and give yourself permission to rest when your battery is low. Protect your energy like your dreams depend on it, because they do. And this brings us to the last pillar of meaningful work, doing constant reflection and adjustment. Your goals aren't static. Your life isn't static. So why would you let your workflow be? Here's the problem. Most people set goals, create a plan, and then stick to it, even when it's not working. They're afraid to pivot, but flexibility is your secret weapon. Here's a question for you. When was the last time you reviewed your routine and asked, is this actually working for me? How often do you pause, reflect, and adjust course? Imagine this. You're a sailor. You set out toward your destination, but the winds change. What do? You adjust your sails. You adapt. Life works the same way. So here's an action step for you. Schedule a reflection session this week. Take 20 minutes to review your progress. Identify what's working and adjust what isn't. Deep work isn't just about hitting career goals or getting more done. It's about creating a life that matters. A life that's aligned with your values, your purpose, and what truly lights you up. When you commit to deep, meaningful work, you're not working harder. You're working with clarity and intention. You're making every effort count. Here's the truth. Deep work is about showing up fully engaged. It's about channeling your energy, focus, and time into work that moves the needle. Not just for you, but for the people and causes that you care about. When you step into this practice, you start to break free from shallow tasks and distractions, uncovering the potential you've been holding back. Now, here's your final challenge. This is the moment where it all clicks into place. I want you to pick one thing, just one, that excites you, scares you, or makes your heart race. Maybe it's an idea you've been putting off. Maybe it's a goal that feels almost too big to touch. Whatever it is, commit to it. And ask yourself, what's one small step I can take toward it right now? What distractions do I need to eliminate to make this happen? This is your life, your work, and your purpose. It's waiting for you to step up and do the deep work. Start now. Set those boundaries. Eliminate the noise. Dedicate time to what truly matters. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said it best, "The things that matter most should never be at the mercy of things that matter least." Take this as your moment to reflect. Focus on what counts. Think about the one area in your life where the deep, meaningful work can help you create real lasting impact. This is where your most meaningful work begins. Stop letting busyness drown out what truly matters. By committing to deep work, you're giving yourself the space to step into your potential. This isn't just about your work. It's about your future. And it starts now. And that's a wrap on today's episode. And let me tell you something. You're not just a passive listener. You're here because you're ready to level up. And that fires me up. Deep work isn't just a productivity hack. It's about cutting through the noise, reclaiming your focus, and creating a life that aligns with what truly matters. If this episode hit you like a lightning bolt, or even just sparked a tiny shift, don't let it stop here. Here's what you can do right now. Leave a 5-star review. Seriously, it takes 30 seconds, and those reviews are how people who need this show find it. You make that happen. Second, share this episode with someone who needs it. Maybe it's a coworker drowning in busy work, a friend who feels stuck, or someone looking for clarity. Be the one who helps them take that first step. Want to take things even deeper? I'm passionate about sharing these principles with teams, leaders, and organizations. If today's conversation resonated with you and you think your company or group could benefit, let's connect. Through keynote speeches, workshops, and events, I help ignite purpose, intentionality, and growth in workplaces around the world. Head over to johnrmiles.com/speaking to learn more. Are you wondering what's next? Next week, I'm bringing you a mind-blowing conversation with my friend Dr. Dave Vago, a neuroscientist and mindfulness expert, and we talk about how mindfulness rewires your brain for connection, belonging, and intentional living. Trust me, you don't want to miss it.
The idea behind decentering is to provide a healthy psychological distance between oneself and one's thoughts. So you can then take your thought and put it out in front of you and say, well, I'm not angry. I am having a thought that I'm angry. Or it's not that I am not good enough. It's just a thought that I am not good enough. And that distance, that disidentification from that internal experience is probably one of the most critical mechanisms by which any clinical intervention functions to improve our relationship to our own thoughts and feelings. And this requires strengthening the capacity of what we refer to as meta-awareness.
Here's the deal. You're not just listening when you come here to the podcast. You're investing in yourself. So take what you've learned today, apply it, and keep showing up for you, because no one else can do that. And remember, the fee for the show is simple. If you found value, share it, post it, text it, email it, get it into the hands of someone who can benefit. Until next time, keep chasing the stuff that matters. Keep taking bold steps, and as always, live life passion struck.